Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love. And health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and this is Body Language. Here's today's medical quiz. What is the leading cause of death among all American women, regardless of ethnicity or economic status? Well, if you said breast cancer, I'm not surprised, as 3 out of 5 Americans surveyed believe that, but the correct answer is heart disease, with its enormous social and financial costs, especially given that women are typically cast in the role of caregivers by their families and society. These facts about heart disease for women and men are of great concern to our next guest, who is determined to change these numbers. He is physician Dr. Doug Harrington, CEO of AVEIR, creators of the MyRisk VP cardiac blood test, which may more accurately predict risk of heart attack within 5 years. Dr. Harrington, welcome to Body Language.
Thank you so much, Christopher. I'm really delighted to be here.
You know, the death and disease numbers, morbidity and mortality for heart attack are shocking. However, you have a very clear vision at AVEIR to help people improve the quality of their lives through early detection and prevention of life-threatening diseases. So, how will the MyRisk VP cardiac blood test help you achieve your mission?
First, I have to give you a few facts and figures, and that'll help understand this.
Absolutely.
Half of all heart attack victims have normal cholesterol levels. And we know that the lipid, or looking at cholesterol, is the major thing that doctors do, and that's what we treat. But you're basically ignoring half the group that is going to go on to have heart attacks. So we spent 10 years studying the process, first in animals and then in humans, and identified all of the pathways that were involved in the formation of the most common cause of heart attacks, which is plaque rupture. It's like a pimple on the side of the artery, and it's filled with damaged cholesterol, and when it pops like a pimple, it causes an immediate blood clot. And we knew that there were proteins secreted from that, so we spent a long time identifying which of those proteins were the most potent. And because of our belief that the only real healthcare reform is when you prevent disease, this was targeted at finding people at a very early stage so they had some significant amount of time to do something about it. So we're talking a 5-year window.
You know, that's an excellent segue into my next question, which is a bit of the backstory here. What is the current status within the healthcare industry of identifying those who may be vulnerable or at risk of experiencing a heart attack?
Until we developed this blood test, there wasn't a good way to identify people. It's a silent disease because it doesn't block blood flow to the heart. And so what happens is it usually presents as a heart attack or sudden death. And you've got a lot of prominent people you could look at who've had this, like Tim Russert, who is a Meet the Press moderator, had a normal stress test 2 weeks before he dropped dead of a heart attack.
You know, that's really interesting because we keep hearing about people dying of a heart attack shortly after they've been given a clean bill of health. How will your test improve those numbers?
Well, we should be considered an early warning system. Cholesterol is important, but the process that we're talking about is inflammation, and it's specific inflammation to the artery. And so what we do is we take the blood test, we measure it, and we can actually calculate your absolute risk of having a heart attack within a 5-year window. And because we look at all the parameters, you know, clinical and biochemical, we can give you kind of a roadmap on what you need to focus on to reduce that risk. And in most cases, you know, the United States tends to have a pill-oriented healthcare practice where the individual is not asked to accept responsibility for themselves, but I can guarantee you that giving somebody a statin without having them work on their weight, their exercise, their diet is not going to work.
Lifestyle changes. Our guest is physician Dr. Doug Harrington, CEO of AVEIR, creators of the MyRisk VP cardiac blood test, which may more accurately predict risk of heart attack within 5 years. Dr. Harrington, where can our listeners go, perhaps a URL, to learn more about the MyRisk VP test?
That's www.avere.com. And we have a lot of patient and physician resources on that website.
Speaking of heart attacks, an issue that unfortunately I'm quite familiar with, not personally, but within my family, women generally present differently than men. I mean, the stereotype we see in you know, on television is a guy grasping his chest and kind of falling backwards and say, oh, honey, this is the big one, you know, sweating profusely. But women present differently.
They do. They frequently are told they have an anxiety attack because they have sharper pain or they have back pain, or they come in with a flu-like syndrome. And so the physician or emergency department's index of suspicion should be extremely high when a woman complains of not feeling right. And interestingly enough, a lot of the current tests that we use for women and risk assessment tools, they don't really work in women.
Well, you know, that's interesting. Women are treated differently. I mean, historically, women were excluded from clinical trials. There are a number of issues around the Women's Health Initiative that address this. So women are tested differently, aren't they?
They are, and they are treated differently. And the interesting thing is that our MyRisk VP technology works equally well. In fact, it may even work better in women, mm-hmm. because women tend to have soft plaque. Men tend to get calcified with age. Ah. And a lot of the other tests don't work in women, like the coronary artery calcium test and a test called HSCRP. They just don't work well in women. We actually are one of the few companies that have been invited to be part of the Women's Health Initiative. So we have a lot of resources on our give-back site. It's called guardaheart.org.
Let me spell that out. It's guardaheart, GuardaHeart, guardaheart.org, and GuardaHeart is actually a foundation.
Exactly. It's a not-for-profit foundation, and they're dedicated to lifestyle management and change. They have a lot of resources. It's evolving, and we're in the process of putting together a network of groups that are focused on this so that we can give tailor things to individuals. But we have people available by phone. Mm-hmm. If you get your results, we typically do a short history, because I can tell you, in the United States, the most common issues that surface are, number one, stress.
Yes.
And stress is probably the most difficult to deal with. And then number two, it's diet. The level of saturated fats in most people's diet exceeds what they think, sneaks in there like cheeses and things like that.
As someone once said, LDL actually stands for lousy.
Yeah, exactly. And then we look at their exercise, and we find a lot of people tend to be weekend warriors. They don't really do regular exercise, and it's more important to do regular. And we're not talking, you know, knocking yourself out. We're just, you know, walk briskly 30 minutes every other day for 3 days a week.
Well, you know, I've done a great deal of work for the American Heart Association. In fact, the last shows we did were on cardiac rehab, and I interviewed a number of people who lived to see the light.
Mm-hmm.
Which is I must say, their comments are very, very poignant. What I have discovered is that when people have an MI, when they have a heart attack, when something goes terribly wrong, if they recover, they very often not only see the light, but engage their entire family in their recovery. Interestingly, the first thing people do is study their family medical history, and guess what they discover?
Yeah.
Right. A series of heart conditions that killed off a number of members of the family. But engaging members of the family in diet and exercise, lifestyle changes, reducing stress, can be beneficial for everyone. I mean, that's a wonderful gift.
It is, and you know, it's not age dependent, starting at a young age, because we know from autopsy work that we see fatty streaks in children, which shows that they're starting this plaque formation process at a very early age.
Oh, that's very frightening. Our guest has been physician Dr. Doug Harrington, CEO of Avere, creators of the MyRisk VP cardiac blood test, which may more accurately predict risk of heart attack within 5 years. You can learn more about this test at guardaheart.org. That's GuardaHeart, guardaheart.org. Dr. Harrington, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.